Next, there is another article along the same line. You have it there?
Yes, about Pope Francis. It says Bergoglio at the...
guiding the UN of religions.
Bergoglio guiding the UN of religions.
You understand what I'm saying here?
Yeah.
And so, basically, he is he started like... see, he's really pushing to unite all the religion of the world.
Amazing.
And Bergoglio, this new pope they have now, is like he's really pushing, advertising all over the world to unite all the religion. It seems like it's the official start of the super church, the worldwide religion that we unite everybody. So this is, of course, the Pope doesn't understand that the prophecies, just like most Catholics, they don't understand the prophecy. They don't understand that this plays exactly into Revelation chapter 13, where the whole world will worship the beast, you know. These guys are calling... Look, I'll give you another article. Jump to the next article.
Okay, it's about Pope Benedict. He calls for a new world order.
Right,
this is the ex-pope.
So this is, you can watch it on the radio. You just click the link and watch it.
Yes.
Okay, so Pope Benedict called for a new world order.
How?
So you see,
just directly saying we need a new world order?
It's on the video. It gives a long list, a very nice list about all the evil of the world, crime, terrorism, people starving. Very good. We agree that there are this problem.
Yeah.
But as a solution, it doesn't say Jesus, the gospel, the preaching of the gospel, salvation of soul. It says the solution is a new world order.
Wow. Amazing that the Christians can say such things.
It's amazing. And it's like they don't understand that this dear Catholic, they don't understand that when the new world order is going to come, the one that will take advantage of it is going to be the Antichrist. The new world order is actually the fulfillment of Revelation 13, where all the world will follow the beast. Can you go to Revelation 13, verse 3?
Yes.
Second part.
Okay. Revelation 13, 3, second part. And all the world wandered after the beast.
Okay, also 4 and 5.
And they worshipped the dragon, which gave power unto the beast. And they worshipped the beast, saying, Who is like unto the beast? Who is able to make war with him? And there was given unto him a mouth, speaking great things and blasphemies. And power was given unto him to continue 42 months.
So you wonder, how can the church get along with somebody who speaks blasphemy?
Yes.
Well, listen, they did it with Hitler. Hitler was supported by the German evangelicals. They cooperated with him. In Italy, the Mussolini had the cooperation of the Catholic Church in Italy, the Protestants in Germany.
Yeah.
So it's take a look at history. It's already happened. It will happen again. And here we have a Pope who actually called straight, openly, clearly for New World Order. And the present Pope, is working that direction. He wants to unite everybody. He wants to unite all religion. Unite the Hindus and the Muslims and the Shintoists and the Buddhists. All people don't believe in Jesus. You know, the Hindus, they believe, they think Jesus is one God, but at the same level of a holy cow, more or less. It's like they believe in Holy Mary, they believe in everything. The Hindu, there is not one thing they don't believe. They worship stones, trees, clouds, they don't worship everything, these guys. Okay, so these guys are trying to make a church together with them. You can imagine what kind of a soup is going to come out. You taste it and you die. It's poison.
Yes.
So here it is. You watch the video. The Pope is calling for new world order. But guess what? The Bible talks about new world order. Revelation 13.
Hmm.
A one world government.
An Antichrist one.
You know, of course, theoretically, if the world gets united around love and justice, it's not going to happen. It's not going to happen. Just like when the world got together, united around Egypt and Assyria and Babylon, and some of the world got together around Britain and around the Nazis and Hitler. Every time the world gets around anything that is not Jesus Christ, they always try to put everybody else under their feet. And here the Nazis, they are superior than the Jews, so the solution is kill them all. And here the Americans are superior than the Iraqi and the Afghanistan and then Russia, so we need to kill them all. And here Russia, they are superior than the communist Russian, superior than the Germans, so we need to You understand? Yes. It's like anything that you get around that there is not Jesus Christ, it will lead always to oppression, bullyism, distractions, war, enslavements. Look at the financial world go together around the banks and the IMF or those guys. What's happening? Financial exploitation, financial oppression. Why? Because the heart of man is demonic. The heart of man,
it's corrupt.
Is terrible. It's horrible. It's without Jesus Christ, the Bible says the heart of man is wicked above anything else.
It is.
So this Pope is saying we need a new world order. I'm sorry. Sorry, Pope. You're wrong. I know you're not infallible. In fact, you're completely wrong. And I wish you studied the Bible a little better.
It's amazing that the Christians themselves are pushing for these things which are just from the devil. It's amazing.
I mean, those Protestant evangelicals, dear evangelicals in Germany, they thought that if Hitler took over, it would have been a world of paradise. Poor blind, those Christians warming up church benches Sunday morning. Amen?
Amen. We go to the next article, which is from Venezuela.